February 12, ambassadors. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. 2 Corinthians 5:20. In the plan of restoring in men the divine image, it was provided that the Holy Spirit should move upon human minds and be as the presence of Christ a molding agency upon human character. Receiving the truth, men become also recipients of the grace of Christ and devote their sanctified human ability to the work in which Christ was engaged. Men become laborers together with God. It is to make men agents for God that divine truth is brought home to their understanding. But I would inquire of the church, have you answered this purpose? Have you fulfilled the design of God in diffusing the light of divine truth, in scattering abroad the precious jewels of truth? What must be the thoughts of the angels of God as they look upon the Church of Christ and see how slow is the action of those who profess to be the followers of Christ to impart the light of truth to the world which lies in moral darkness? Heavenly intelligences know that the cross is a great center of attraction. They know that it is through the cross that fallen man is to receive the atonement and to be brought into unity with God. The councils of heaven are looking upon you who claim to have accepted Christ as your personal Savior to see you make known the salvation of God to those who sit in darkness. They are looking to see you making known the significance of the dispensation of the Holy Spirit, how that through the working of this divine agency, the minds of men, corrupted and defiled by sin, may become disenchanted with the lies and presentations of Satan and turn to Christ as their only hope, their personal Savior. Christ says, I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, John 15:16. As Christ's ambassador, I would entreat of all who read these lines to take heed while it is called today. If ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Hebrews 3:15 and 4:7. Without waiting a moment to inquire, what am I to Christ and what is Christ to me? What is my work? What is the character of the fruit I bear? Review and Herald, February 12, 1895.